All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome. Let's get started. Who's here today, Dora or?
Joanne, I will be. I will
be going to do all of that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jenna, thank you.
If no
you
could problem.
Please take the roll, please.
So first on, sure, roll call. Commissioner Briceño.
This is Jennifer. Commissioner Briceño says she's coming soon.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank good. You. Commissioner Buck. Commissioner Duran, Commissioner Faruqi, Commissioner Kent.
Here.
Commissioner Leach.
Present.
Commissioner Lee. Commissioner Matsuba.
Here.
Commissioner O'Neill. Commissioner Steinberg.
Here.
And Commissioner Wang.
Here.
We do not have quorum at this time. One more, please.
Madam Chair, why don't we open it up for public comments and then...
Yes. Are there any public comments?
So our open forum at this time, if you wish to speak, you can hit the *9 icon on the Zoom app, or if you're calling in, I'm sorry, *9 or the hand raise icon on the Zoom app. No public comment, Chair.
Okay, next item. Please.
Action item, review, discuss, and approve proposed amendments to the OC Human Relations Commission bylaws and submit to the county for Board of Supervisors approval.
Thank you. So I've been working on this project, I think, for 3 years or thereabouts. The Board of Supervisors of their 80 plus commissions and committees wants to have a template by which they work all of those committees with respect to their bylaws. And we fit into that, of course, but there are some unique pieces to our work that require some modifications and whatnot. And really, before we begin, I want to thank Renee and her whole team for working so diligently and hard to get this right. So that's the first thing I want to say. We also want to make sure that the bylaws are really consistent with the scope of work and the contract that the people who win the RFP will be able to follow, so that the scope of work and the bylaws are consistent, not working at odds with each other. We are up against a bit of a timeline because we have to have this approved this month so that it can be brought to the Board of Supervisors in July. I wanna say this very carefully. Anybody has the option to make an amendment to pause the process and whatnot, particularly if you think it is substantial. If it is like a Scribner's note or a language issue, those can be solved rather easily. But I don't want to discourage anybody from raising any big issues that need to be raised. Just understand that if they do get raised and we have to postpone, it just puts us further down in the queue, then the board's not happy with us, so forth and so on. So I don't mean that as a way of discouragement, just the fact that if you want to raise an amendment or really something, please, please do, but make sure it's at that level of substance and not language issue, which you should raise as well, and we can fix that. We met several times over the last few years to really work on the flexibility of the kind of business we conduct. We will wait for a quorum before, of course, we take a vote, but let me just walk through the document with you, and I'm going to try and do it as quickly as possible before you go, Chief. So let me share my screen here. Here we go. I also want to thank Dot in particular, who was my partner over the last year in making this happen. So Dot, thank you for all your insight. It was great to have new eyes on this as well. So a lot of this is templated. Renee and Jenna, please jump in if I miss something. There's Commissioner O'Neill. Good. Article 1, just the name. Article 2 is the establishment of the commission, started in 1974. We are appointed by two organizations, either the Board of Supervisors or what we call the City Selection Committee. And the commission is responsible to the county through such agency or agencies as the county may designate. And as you know, we have a complicated kind of hierarchy with the Board of Supervisors at the top, kind of designated to Orange County Community Resources Department, and then to Renee's section of that. And then, of course, the contract agency, which is the Orange County Human Relations Council. And we worked very hard to kind of streamline that. Purpose and function. Number A, seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination and intolerance based on race, religion, national origin, ethnicity, disability, age, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, or marital status, and attempt to eliminate those causes. That is really what we do. Our goals are to promote equal justice before the law, promote the protection of dignity and integrity of every individual residing in Orange County, promote education and training of all members of Orange County community relating to basic human rights and responsibilities, promote the elimination of prejudice and discrimination among people based on race, religion, national origin, ethnicity, disability, age, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic, and marital status. So those are our core, you know, Madam Chair, it probably is not a bad idea for us to read this aloud at the beginning of every meeting, so we're all on the same page in some way. In accordance with these bylaws, which have been duly approved when in the past and will be going forward, what is our job? To receive and hear specific complaints and problems of discrimination, to discuss matters with appropriate public and private agency for their action, to address when appropriate, make findings and report those findings. And I think this is where our relationship, each commissioner with their appointing agency and the Board of Supervisors really interested in that dialogue from us. And by the way, please interrupt me, raise your hand, speak up. I'm just gonna talk until I hear from somebody. Engage in research and education for the purpose of lessening and seeking to eliminate prejudice and its cause and effects. And we do that really well. Coordinate and promote educational programs. I think we do that exceptionally well. Recommend to the county projects and service priorities which will serve to prevent or alleviate social programs in Orange County. The Board of Supervisors love that. That's why they increased our budget fourfold. Provide assistance and referral services to individuals and groups. We certainly do that. Participate in the decision-making process of Orange County institutions. We normally gets called all the time for people to come, for her people to come help, whether it's a county agency or a business, to work on human relations. Prepare monthly reports, which we do, and calendar of activities, and assist preparing our yearly hate crime report by August 15th. That is always kind of a big moment for us. Appointment and membership. Now, a lot of this has changed. There are 11 members of the commission. Five commissioners shall be appointed by the board of supervisors, each supervisor nominating one commissioner from inside or outside their district that the supervisor represents. No person living outside the supervisor's district shall be nominated for appointment without the written consent of the supervisor representing that district. So somebody can do it outside their district as long as they have the permission of the supervisor from which that person comes. Does that make sense to everybody? Excellent. One commissioner at large, and this is very important, shall be appointed by the board and shall be a law enforcement representative with decision-making capabilities. Chief, you were probably, and that person has to be from the OC Sheriff's Council. Chief, you were probably appointed by the City Selection Committee, if I remember. And a few years ago, we won't mention which chief it was, but it came down to one vote whether he would be reappointed. And we just felt that your position is so important that it ought to be a protected position. So five from the Board of Supervisors, five from the City Selection Committee, and one OC sheriff, or more likely a chief of police, will be sit on this council, I suppose. You know, they could appoint a captain or a commander or something like that. But, you know, the higher the rank, the better it is for the commission and I think for the county. Five commissioners shall be appointed by city process that I just explained. And we're going to try to make sure each appointee comes from each of the five supervisorial districts. but it says with the objective of having. So that's what we're going to really try our best to do. Qualifications for membership. We should be a broad representation of our society. We should be registered to vote in the county, reside in the district of the nominating member, unless it is previously written off, but you have to be an Orange County resident. Participation must include that you support the purpose and goals of the commission as delineated in Article 3. Serving as a member of at least one standing or ad hoc committee of the commission. The length of the commission membership, this is all changed too, shall be a term concurrent with the term of office of the person who nominated you. A member of the commission whose term of office is expiring with that of the nominating supervisor shall have the option of reapplying for membership for appointment with the new supervisor that wins election. At-large commissioner member appointment shall be for a period of 2 years from the date of appointment. That would be the chief's position. Appointments made to fill vacancy left by a commissioner before the expiration of the term of the commissioner shall be the remaining term of that member. So if I serve a year and a half and there's 6 months left on my term, then that's what the new commissioner would serve. Go ahead, yeah, Norma.
I'm just looking at time. We have quorum now, okay. And we don't want to lose Chief Kent. So I'm wondering if there's a way to do like a high level review.
Yes, happy to do it. Commissioner officers, how much time do I got? 5 minutes. Commissioner officers, we have embedded the chair and the vice chair as you have to run for election. There's no more nominating committee because it doesn't make any sense. You just run from the floor at the last meeting of the year in November, and it'll be by majority vote. You can self-nominate or somebody else can nominate you, and you can run 3 successive terms. So a person, instead of serving 1 or 2 years, can do a total of 3 years. Same with the vice chair. That will be a standing committee. The executive committee and the communications committee will be standing committees, and that will include a meeting a couple times a year at least. And it will be under the Brown Act. So you will have to have a public notification of that. Duties of the members are to do your duties. As I just explained, the executive committee will be the chairperson, the vice chairperson, and the immediate past chairperson. And the communications committee will be that which reaches our, puts out our statements and whatnot and other things. Let me just go to the part that I think is most relevant that we worked really hard on, and that is public statements. Where is public statements?
I think, you passed it a little bit up. Right there, stop. Right
okay, there. Yep. So you know how difficult it is for our commission to make a timely statement because it needs a quorum, it needs then approval of the Board of Supervisors, so forth and so on. So if you go to section 11, number C, prior to that, everything has to be approved and done as we've always done. Upon the occurrence of a significant national or regional hate crime incident, when an immediate public statement is required to effectuate the purpose of the commission, and approvals described in 11B cannot be attained in a timely fashion, the commission chairperson shall have the authority to issue a public statement indicating that the commission does not condone violence or hate crimes and addressing the incident in a manner consistent with the commission's purpose and goals. All such statements shall be consistent with these bylaws included in Article 11B and C and shall indicate that they do not represent the official county position, because that would need the approval of the Board of Supervisors. But we can put an immediate statement out if it's not possible to gather our commission in a timely fashion. This is a huge change. And again, thanking Renee for really working through this with county council and a whole number of other players. This is so, so important. Of course, the idea is we would like all to weigh in on this, and the chairperson ought to be very careful in their words. We should absolutely denounce hate when it happens and absolutely denounce violence when it happens on behalf of the commission. But to go into much further explanation about nuances of things ought to wait for the whole commission to weigh in. But at least it gets us out there.
Great.
Yeah, that's really important.
Really important. And so great. Yeah, thanks for working on that.
Conflict of interest. I would really encourage all the commissioners to sign this, particularly anybody involved with political organizations, because the rules are really strict here about not mixing, as we say in the Jewish world, milk and meat. That is, you want to make sure you're kosher the whole way through. And that is when you're representing the commission at an event, and then that is your sole position at that time, even if you hold another position. If you attend an event, not as a commissioner, you can, you know, certainly participate as you wish. But when you're representing as a commissioner, you need to do that. And certainly in your dossiers and bios and all that, you have to be very careful of what your title is when you're speaking. So just really encourage people to check that out and read it very, very carefully. Renee or Jenna or Norma, what else would you like me to cover?
I think you did a great job, Rabbi. and thank you for the recognition, but I do have to say that it really goes to Jenna. She put in a ton of effort working on these. And so thank you, Jenna, for all your hard work. I know it was labor intensive and it was very time consuming, so I can't thank you enough. And I think we're at a good point in time with the bylaws. And as we go into the RFP, it will really help us because they are now consistent with the intended scope. And in the past, we have had some issues where there was some conflicting information in the bylaws and the scope. And so this will get us moving in the right direction. And like Rabbi said, if there is any additional request, change requests to the bylaws, this isn't just one and done. So we have the opportunity to take a look at them throughout the year. There is no max. Obviously, it's time consuming because we have to vote on the changes and then submit them to the Board of Supervisors through an ASR. And so there are some operational deadlines and processes we have to follow. But if there is something that is really important to the commission, we should take a look at that. This gets us to that next step, and we can continue to fine tune them if needed.
Yeah, and I just would add, living in a democracy, we can propose changes anytime we want, I suppose, and then it'll just go through a process. But this is really a guide, and it's been worked on very, very carefully through all the different processes that need to take place. Any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, ideas before I move that we adopt this?
Thank you again for all the work that went into this, especially Rabbi Rick. Wow, all these years. And then Dot, thank you for jumping in on it and helping. And Renee and Jenna, we really appreciate you and all that you've did to make sure that we're on the right path and that we get it done. Thank you.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Also, shout out to Michael Reynolds, who was also part of this committee before he was no longer a commissioner. So with that, Madam Chair, I'd like to move the adoption of these bylaws for our Orange County Human Relations Commission.
I'll second. Okay,
we have a second. All right, Jenna.
Go down the roll call.
Yes,
Commissioner Briseño, Commissioner Buck, Commissioner Duran, Commissioner Faruqi, Commissioner Kent?
Yes.
Commissioner Leach?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee? Commissioner Matsuba?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Neill?
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg?
Yes.
And Commissioner Wang?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Yay. Good job.
All right.
That's really cool.
Okay. Very good. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much.
Rabbi, what are you going to do with all your free time now?
I'm going to blank.